First paragraph of Talmud. First Mishnah. The Shloshim Mekomos Kohanim Shomrim, the Beis HaMikdash. Talmud is describing the daily events that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, and also a little bit about describing how the Beis HaMikdash looked. So there were three places where the Kohanim would be on the watch in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah to have watchmen in the Beis HaMikdash, not because we're afraid someone can steal anything, but it's an honor guard. So where they do it, Beis HaMikdash. This was on the southern wall of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaMikdash. And those two are on the northern side of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaMikdash are Aliyahs. The place of the guard in those two places on the northern side was in the second story on the roof of the lower level. I read in Shem and Sham, Yom Kohanim would watch over there. Beis HaMikdash was a keeper. The Beis HaMikdash had a dome. Beis HaMikdash inside it was a big room that was surrounded by different levels of stones for people to sit on. The Zikne Beis Avi Shemim Shem, and the elders of the family of Kohanim, there were 24 Mishmaras of Kohanim, and every week there was one Mishmar, and every day there's a different Beis Av within that Mishmar. So the elders of that Beis Av that was on duty that day would stay there. They had the keys to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Birchei Kohuna, Ish Ksuta Ba'aretz, the young Kohanim were with them, and each one would have his garments on the ground, that they used to put their garments on the floor and sleep on their own garments. Lo yishen the big kodesh, they wouldn't sleep when they were wearing the big kodesh. They poached them, makaklin, fold them up, manichem oitim tav zashen, they put them underneath their head. So there's a discussion why this is mutter. Because a big vikuna, part of the vikuna with kilayim or shatnas, you can only wait for avodah. Just use it as a pillow. It should be offered. So the truth is, machlokes is rishonim. The rabbi says that even shelo b'shat avodah is permitted. So no problem. The Rambam has another teretz that it's mashma the Gemara that the big vikuna were hard. So if you just wearing it, if you're wearing it, it's a problem. But if you're just putting it on top of it, it's not considered a type of halal, which is also the Shabbos. It's cutting with the fat from here, carry the echem ahead. One of them became Tomei, going to Mahalach of the Mesiva, Alech of Tafs Abira. He goes to a tunnel that was underneath the Beis HaMikdash compound. And there's all three kind of makam, there were candles on both sides, lamps on both sides, Asher Magila, Beis HaTfila, and get the place where there's a mikveh. There was a torch to light it up, a base kisa shel kavod. There was a bathroom over there. There are your kavodim. What was the kavodim? Motzei nuam yudeh sheyesh shom odom. The ancient bathrooms did not have doors. The kavod over here was that it did have a door. And when it was closed, everyone knew not to come in. Pastuach yudeh sheyesh shom odom. When it was open, he didn't know it. Yod the top of all of the staff, he went and was terrible, and he got up and he dried himself. Nesramim Kineged Hamadura, and he warmed himself up, so now he's already toiled himself. Boy Yashua is a lot of Kohanim, Ad Shisham Mitzvachim, he stayed with other Kohanim, so he still had a certain level of Tumah, he was a Tzvul Yon, he was allowed to be in that place of Moikah, and Ad Shisham, when the gates were open, Yaitzim Hoylachal, he'd leave because he wouldn't be able to do any avoided that day, because the Tzvul Yom cannot do avoided.